Hello, I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of the Wall Street Journal. A new movie called Time, opening in select theaters, really is about time and makes its abstract subject tangible. This powerful, poetic documentary by Garrett Bradley follows the life of a loving family, all of them doing time in their own ways. The husband and father is Rob G. Rich. He's been serving a 60-year sentence for armed robbery in the Louisiana State Penitentiary. His sentence is remarkable for its severity, since no one was hurt. His wife and mother of their six sons, Sybil, known as Fox, was his driver and accomplice in the robbery more than 20 years ago. She served a 3.5-year sentence. Since then, she's devoted her own time to supporting herself and her children, moving earth and maybe a bit of heaven to secure Rob's freedom, and advocating fiercely for prison reform, with special attention to incarceration's impact on families of color. She's a wonder, and the film is a beauty. A black filmmaker's portrait of a black family, beset by levels of stress that could tear the tightest ties asunder. Garrett Bradley has made several films before, varied in subject matter, but always managing to mix the personal with the socio-political. Time comes on like a rough-cut mosaic, with leaps back and forth in time that are hard to follow for a while. Then it reveals itself to be an intricately crafted tapestry of the family's upheavals, heroic struggles, and hard-won triumphs. Fox not only narrates and dominates a here and now conveyed in elegant black and white photography, she turns out to have been her own videographer in the troubled past, documenting her life with her kids on grainy black and white mini DV tapes. Events like the moment when she tells her little boy Remington that she's going to have to go to prison, or the moment when Remington has graduated from dental school. And she keeps a video diary of her calls to Rob, her yearning for him, declarations of love for the man who's been her sweetheart ever since high school. A sociologist might call Time a longitudinal study, a document whose value is enhanced by the decades it spans. I'd call it a joyous tribute to love and resilience, and a case study in eclectic technique. Bradley builds her scenes and montages, her electrifying narrative poems, out of all sorts of images and sounds, so long as they're charged with feelings that serve the dramatic flow. Most of the score sounds like Jelly Roll Morton in one of his reflective moods, exquisitely delicate piano passages. In fact, they were written and performed by an Ethiopian nun who was born in 1923 and currently lives in Jerusalem. Just one more surprise in an astonishing documentary. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.
KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.